This past Ben is Manim. This past Ben is Manim. I had a conversation with somebody that disturbed me, and I would like to possibly share with Tzibur here what it is, what was said, and what was bothering me about what he said. Before I say anything, you'll have to excuse me, but I personally am not a very big Ben is Manim person. Meaning, I don't like Ben is Manim. That's what I tell you. You guys don't have to hold no one holds it against me, but I'm not a Ben is Manim guy. When Ben is Manim starts, like last day of Zman, I kind of take a breath and I kind of hold my breath straight till the beginning of the next month. And I feel, now, my point now is not to cancel Ben is Manim. We're not going to, no one has to worry that our Brahma is not going to be Ben is Manim next month. Fine, everything's, no changes. And I'll just, but I would like to say that I was having a conversation with somebody, and I mentioned to him this an interesting point. I said, it's kind of interesting that the Bnei Torah, the people that are sitting and learning, Amelim, Al Torah, Yom Balayla, have the most Ben is Manim, the most chopish holidays of vacation than anyone else in the world. Anyone who has a normal job, quote unquote, right, has like Chol HaMoed off and maybe Yom HaTzmaut, right? That's about as far as it goes. Whereas the Bnei Torah, the Amelim, Al Torah, Memisim Atzmon, the Oilo Shel Torah, seem to have like, you got 3 weeks there and 3 weeks there and then a month there. It's like, so I meant to mention this to some guy. And now, the answer to this question, I'm not going to get into. It's beyond the realm of this conversation, discussion. It will suffice to say that the fact that it was started by the Gdei Latera, and what was done, there is reasons for it. So whether I like them or not, that's another story. But the Maisa is, however, I mentioned this comment to somebody, and the guy answers me, says, well, what do you expect? I mean, come on. Those guys, they're making a lot of money. We aren't making so much money anyway. So, we're not making that much money, so we deserve to have a bit more vacation. This is the remark. That, now, I'm talking a guy, grew up in a Haredish environment. You know, yeshivish, sends his kids to Chadorim, girls to Beziakon, you know, the real thing. That's the comment this person made to me. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses the time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get to receive the Torah. The Gemara says, "Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, b'shah she'ala Moshe l'morem." The time when the moment that Moshe went up to the heavens to receive the Torah, "Omer Malachi Asher zotnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The Malachim said, "Come on, guy, Rabbeinu Shlomo, mal yilud isha beinenu. What's this mortal human being doing amongst us? Omer lem the kapel Torah ba. He's here to receive the Torah." They look at him, hey, this is an exclusive club here. I mean, wait a minute, we don't let anybody in here. Like, what's going on? So he's coming to get the Torah. Amr lefanav, hamudo genuza, shegenuza lecha, chameyos v'shivim v'arba doyros, koinim shenivra olam. The Torah which has been hidden and been watched and kept over for 974 generations before the creation of the world, after mevakesh litl l'bas of Adam, you're going to give it to a flesh and blood. God. It's not my team. It's not for them. They're not interested. So, Akush Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu, why don't you answer them? And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm worried she's surfuni behevel pia. They'll burn me up. Because we didn't have scope then. But, so Akush Baruch Hu says to him, Oh my Lord, achoiz bikisei kvoidi. Grab onto the throne of glory, my throne of glory, v'chazor len tshuva. And then answer them. Over the phone. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah she'etem she'ata noisen li. Maksiva, what does the Torah say? So Hashem says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher tzicho me'eretz Mitzrayim. It says that you guys came out of Mitzrayim, etc. Omar Lohem, Limitzrayim, so he looks at the Malachim, and says, Limitzrayim you're at them. Did you guys go down to Mitzrayim? The Paro Ishtabatim, were you slaves to Paro? You have no connection to the Torah. There's no point in giving you the Torah. Torah, Lama Te'ilachem, what have you got to do with it? Shuv Maksiva, what else does it say? Lo yelocho elohim acherim. The Torah answers Avodah Zarah, and you guys have no shaykhs to that. You guys are you're not amongst goyim. There's no nobody coming to tell you to serve Avodah Zarah. So there's no relevance. And he continues, and he mentions a number of things: Shabbos and loisisa, having business, kavidus avicha v'simecha, loisirtzach, loisinach, loisignoy. Nothing to do with you. So says Moshe Rabbeinu to him. Yetzer hara yesh b'neichem. He finally concludes. Have you got a yetzer hara? What's it got to do with you? You're no sheiches. Miyad hoydu la l'kodesh baruch hu. Therefore, at that point, they realize their mistake. They were moshe to l'kodesh baruch hu. Miyad kol echo bechod naaseh la'oyed. And at that point, they became dear friends to Moshe, with Moshe Rabbeinu. And as they say, the rest is history. This question, like, what was going on here? I mean, the Malachim, they've had this Torah for 974 generations, right? So I would assume that they aren't extremely busy. They probably had some time along the way to take a look what it says. So they knew that it said that in the Torah. Like, what is it that was Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadish then? So the truth is, if we analyze it, there's a famous Ramban in the beginning in the Hakdama to Bereishis. The Ramban writes that all of the Torah, every word of the Torah is really Sirufei Shemos. They're different combinations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The whole, from beginning to end, if you were to write the Torah with different punctuation, etc., and you'd modify the way it's written and possibly change around the order, it would actually be names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah itself is on a much higher level than we've received it. There's secrets and amazing sodas that are not have no relevance to us. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, it was given to us in a comprehensible way. But the higher version of it, right, the upgraded version, is on a higher level that we don't understand. And the Gro, I saw it brought down in the name of the Gro, that when Chazal say that the Torah was thousands of years prior to the creation of the world, what the point is that the Malachim had the Torah, but they had it in a higher form. They knew the Torah, but they knew the Torah in a way that we had no. We got the, you know, user friendly, the man friendly edition. But in the higher level, in the higher edition, it was written Eish al gabi Eish choyr al gabi Eish levona, was written in a way which we have no perception about. So, and they had the Torah, so they knew what was in it. They knew about it, and their taina was, why downgrade? Why write it for kids? I mean, this is the real thing. Why give it to them? So if that's true, if that's like a pshat in the Gemara, then they're right. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu's answer? Mitzrayim, and that's, yeah, but that's like kid stuff. That's not the real thing. So what are you giving it to Moshe Rabbeinu for? So what seems to be, there's a seemingly common, little paid attention to his line there in the conversation that goes, Omar Lord, Achoiz b'chisei kvoidi, hold on to the throne of glory, and then answer them. So I heard from Moshe Shapira that it seems to be that the real argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim, and what Moshe Rabbeinu won, the time that he said that he actually won with, was based on the fact that he's holding on to Kisei HaKovid. He's holding on to the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor. That was made him win and beat out the Malachim. There's some guy, a bit of a loony, that thought he was Napoleon. You know, so he's walking around with his hand like this, you know, and he got a hold of a gun, and he goes up to a guy and says, bow down to me, or I'll shoot you. So what's the guy do? Bows down. Says, oh yeah, you're great, and he kisses his, you know, jacket. Goes home, right? So Napoleon says, great, you know, I'm a hush of a guy, look, I'm getting respected, the people are bowing down to me. But obviously, you don't need to be too intelligent to realize that is no way covered. Covered is not when somebody puts a gun to your head, so you better respect me. That's being ridiculous. That's the exact opposite of covet. Covet comes from somebody that has the option of saying, you know something, I don't have to give you anything. I don't have to look at you. But you know something, I think I will. And then you bow down to them, and you respect the person that you had the option of not respecting. That's where covet comes from. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the difference between you and them, the difference between me and you, says Moshe Rabbeinu to the Malachim, is that I have shaykhes to Kisei HaKovod, because we have a bechira, we have the option. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with the option of yes and no. That is what brings about Kvod Shamayim. The covet of the Torah, what gives us the right to the Torah, is the fact that we have the bechira, we have the option of saying, you know, maybe not. And yet we do anyway. That gives us. That is what brings about covet your mind. That's what gives us the right to hold on to the Torah in a way that the Malachim have no right to it. Kisei HaKovod, glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what wins us out. That's what gives us the. So if we want to sum it up, then what gives us in a week from now the right to stand on Shavuos and say we have a shaychus to Torah is the difference between those that are achuzim b'kisei hakovod, those people that realize that the keeping of the Torah, the keeping of the mitzvahs, has a connection to kovod Hashem, to the bringing about the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Those people that have shaykes to that, that are connected to that, have relevance to that, those are the people that can answer the malachim and say, no, we got it, because we're achuzim b'kisei hakovod. Anybody who's keeping it just because that's what's done, you know, everybody's doing it, so I'm going to do the same. If the Torah is like that, it's just like reading the words, we are Mitzrayim, we're thing, then Mal Yilud Isha Beinenu, what has this mortal being got to do with the Torah? He has no shakas to it. Shakas to the Torah are those that have achuzim b'kisei hakovod, those that realize that the giving of the Torah was in order to bring upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory in the world. It's not surprising then that we have the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. Everyone knows that there's Machalik Zishanim if Sefiras HaOmer is Minatoyra or Midrabana, this man is it. I've always put a little bit of halacha. So most Zishanim hold that Sefiras HaOmer hold halacha, Sefiras HaOmer is Midrabana. Why? The reason it's Rabana is because there are no Korbanas. What are we counting? From the one Omer to the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, and there are no Korbanas now. I mean, we wish there was, but there are no Korbanas now because there's no Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we obviously are only Mimkayim Sefiras HaOmer Midrabana. The problem is that the Rambam seems to hold that Sefiras HaOmer is Midrabana. So, what kind of mitzvah is it? What are we doing? What are we counting? It's a game. There's nothing to count. In the Torah? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the pshat is simple. When we come, what is the point of receiving the Torah? Why did we come out of Mitzrayim? The reason we came out of Mitzrayim was for one reason. For us to get to Matan Torah. To receive the Torah. That's why we came out of Mitzrayim. We were about into Paro, and now we're on the way to Mitzrayim. To Har Sinai. And says the Sefer HaChinuch, the reason we were commanded to count from the day after Pesach till the day of the receiving of the Torah, to show in deep down in our feelings and our sight, our great yearning to the day we have anticipated for so long, and put it in our hearts and realize the chashivas, realize how important it is, realize what we're about to receive. We're about to receive the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person counts, it shows the person his whole yearning and desire to reach that time. By counting, it shows how much we want, how much we appreciate and realize what it is we're going to be receiving. When a person realizes that then he deserves to be on a Matan Torah. Achuzim b'kisei hakovod are those that are counting spheres. So I'm realizing that receiving the Torah is the most unbelievable thing that could possibly be. If we appreciate that we're here doing a job to be megala kavod shamayim, we're not just doing like everybody. We're not just following rules. We're actually coming to hold on to kisei hakovod. We're coming to bring about the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that's our job. And it's important. It means something to us. Our keeping of the mitzvahs is not just being done. It's being done with a chepetz hagadol to realize that that's all of our yearning, that's the whole reason we're here. If a person's like that, he has the option, he has the ability of saying to the malachim, sorry, it's for us. That's what gives us the right to have it. And achuzim kisei kovod. Otherwise, it seems like you're lud isha beinayim. You don't deserve the Torah, it would seem. Now, even though this Sefer HaChinuch is talking about kisei kovod, it's talking about the Kabbalah Satur in general, it seems that there's an aspect of kovod specifically on Limud HaTorah. When a person sits and learns Torah, he has an aspect of shaitas, a connection to, a relevance to the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than just some keeping the mitzvahs. It says in the Gemara, there's a Mishnah, in the end of Sotah, the Mishnah says, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva died, Batel covered a Torah. The respect, the glory, the honor of Torah finished at the moment Rabbi Akiva died. Explains Rashi. Why? What did Rabbi Akiva do so great that warrants him being considered the end of Kovod HaTorah? Says Rashi, Batel Kovod HaTorah Shehayonoisen Liboy Lidroish Kol Koitz V'Koitz Shel Kol Ois. He would pay attention, and he was very particular in understanding the every letter, every aspect of every letter of the Torah. V'Kol Shekein Tevois Yisedois V'Ois Yisedois, especially the letters and the words, the extra letters and the words, and he spent time, and he dedicated a lifetime to understanding every aspect of Torah, every nuance of the Torah. Concludes Rashi, V'Zeu Kvoid Torah Gadol. She'im ba'davar levatola. Understanding and appreciating that when you're sitting and learning Torah, you're realizing that every aspect of Torah, there's nothing extra. That shows kavod Torah. That shows that a person understands, realizes what he's dealing with. He's not just reading a book. He's not just reading lines. He's reading something that's achutz b'kisei hakovod. As he holds on to kisei hakovod, he realizes that every single word is Dvar Hashem. Every single aspect of the Torah, of learning Torah, brings the person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realizes what's involved with the Torah. That's kavod Torah. And it says in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah Ovis that says, Ein kavod el Torah. There is true glory, true respect and honor is only with the Torah. Ein kavod el Torah. And I saw Mesil Shisharim says a fascinating statement. He says, Vakovod amiti, true kavod, Eino elo yidias haTorah beemes. This is the Ramchal talking. This is Mesil Shisharim. Everybody learns Mesil Shisharim. Read Yeshiva Shesefer. Ramchal says, Vakovod amiti, true kavod, Eino elo yidias haTorah beemes. If a person wants to really reach an aspect of kavod, of being holding on to kisei kavod, of bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu into this world properly, that comes out to Yedias HaTorah. The more a person delves in understanding the Torah, that brings about Kavod HaTorah, that brings about the true Kavod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. That's the aspect that's shaykh to Kavod, to receiving the Torah. And, of course, it's not a coincidence that Rabbi Akiva, who was the Kavod HaTorah, who stood for Kavod HaTorah, it was his Talmidim that were Nifter in this time, which is the time of understanding the Chashivas HaTorah. These days, from Pesach to Atzeres, from Pesach till Shavuos, the days were on our way of showing how important the Torah is, as the Sefer Chinuch said, realizing what we're dealing with, realizing the godless, and how lucky we are that we have a connection to the Torah and its mitzvahs, and specifically the learning of Torah. Rabbi Akiva, who emphasized that so much, his Talmidim, Lo Noagu Kavod Zebazeh, says the Marsha, Ain Kavod El Torah, they were not makpid on the Kavod of the Torah of each other's friends. Now, it wasn't just, of course, me, this is what's generally discussed, but the Marsha explains, connects this aspect of Kavod to the Kavod that we've been discussing, realizing that every aspect of Torah, every nuance of Torah, is true glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and these people, who are the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who should have understood it the most, at this Tkufa, specifically, they were lax in this idea of this concept, and those are the days, therefore, that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim were Nifter. There's another Gemara that says, Amar Yudah Marab, frightening Gemara. Maidich Siv, what is it that says in the Pasuk? Nia Isha Chocham V'yodin Ezois. Who is the person who is a smart person and understand properly? Vashir Diber Pi Hashem Eilav Yagida, who will understand what Hashem wants? Alma of the Earth. What is it? What is the reason? Why is it that the land was destroyed? Why did the Beis HaMikdash have to be Nechrav? What is it that caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Dovos the Nisha L'Chachamim V'Nevi'im V'Pirshu. This thing was asked. The Chachamim, the Nevi'im, the people that really know what they're doing, they don't understand what's happening in the world. The Gedolei HaDor were asked this question and they couldn't answer it. Ad Shepirush HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo Yitzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it himself answered the Chassid, as it says in the Pasuk, Va'yomer Hashem. Why did all this happen? Al Ozva Mesterosi, they abandoned my Torah, V'leshomu Bekoili, they didn't listen to my voice, V'holchu Bo, and they didn't go in my ways of the Torah. Hainu, so the Gemara asks, Hainu Lo Shamu Bekoili, Hainu Lo Holchu Bo. Why does the Pasuk say extra, they didn't listen to my voice and they didn't walk in its ways? The Chayyar, it's the same, the concept is the Torah, what's the difference? Omar Yudah Marav, She'ein Mevorchin, Batorah Tchila. They did not say Birchas HaTorah, they were not careful enough with Birchas HaTorah. So the Rabbein Yoina, the Ram in the Dharm, which is more is, it's in the Dharm and the Bamatziah, the Ram on the side brings the Rabbein Yoina, well known words of the Rabbein Yoina, that the fact that the Chachamim and the Nevi'im couldn't figure out what the problem was, shows that apparently they were learning Torah. They seem to have basically been keeping the Torah, and they seem to have basically been learning Torah, because otherwise it would have been easy, everybody would know, that no one's learning. There's your answer. So says Rabbein Yoina, from the fact that no one understood it, shows that they were learning. What they didn't realize was something that no one can know, because it's only in your heart. Explains Rabbein Yoina, because they were learning, the Torah wasn't important to them. They were learning, oh yeah, they were learning alright. They're learning, like a chokhmah, the Maral says. Like chokhmah, just an intellectual exercise. You're learning, because it's interesting, it's great, it's yeshivish, I don't know. But it wasn't chashuva beinayim kol kach, she'eroi levorech aleha, she'lehoitzkin b'lashmah. They didn't learn Torah for the sake of understanding the Torah, they didn't realize the chashivas of the Torah. And this is brought from the Rabbein Yoina, but the truth is Rashi in Bav Metzia seems to be Marambas. V'kevin dorein levorechi, gal yadaitayu, they showed their opinion, she'eina matana chashuva lehem. So already Rashi already pointed out that we see that the Torah was not important to them. There was a lack of chashivas. So it comes out of a frightening idea. What happened? The Am Yisrael received the Torah. At one point, they stopped understanding the chashivas of Torah. Valzeh of the Oretz. Hashem Yirachem, a Kabbalah of Torah. Without appreciation of what Torah is, the Chashivas of Torah, that brings about of the Oretz. The Churban Beis HaMikdash, says the Chasei Chazal, was because of the fact that they didn't appreciate what's going on. They didn't realize what it is we're doing when we're learning Torah. When you're learning Torah, you're Oisik and Kvoy Shamayim. You're not just reading an intellectual thing, you're not just passing time, you're not just working a minimum wage job. You're doing a heck of a lot more than that. Anybody who thinks that by sitting in Karlov or sitting in Yeshiva in Beis Medrash, he's working a minimum wage job and therefore he deserves more chodesh, I don't think he has any shaykhes to what we're talking about here. I think such a person, Bimali Lut Isho Beinenu, what has he got to do with the Torah? Give it back to the Malachim. They have a far better understanding of what the Torah is about. We deserve the Torah because we are the ones here that are serving Hashem. We're the ones that are realizing that the Kabbalah Torah, the Chashuva Beinei, realizing what we're dealing with. Shekol Yishoy, the Chetzer, all our yearning and desires is for the Torah and for learning the Torah. I would like to read out to everybody a letter or an inscription. After the Holocaust, there was a Gemara in Maseches Nazir that was found. I don't know, I'm assuming it was in some sort of a ghetto or something. Well, I don't know, maybe the worst of ghetto, I don't know. They found an edition of Maseches Nazir that somehow survived the inferno, and I don't know exactly who has it, who doesn't. But, and this, at the end of the Gemara, at the end of every Gemara, there's the Hadron, right? When a person makes a Siyum, at the end of the Maseches, there's a Siyum, and they have a thing called the Hadron at the end. And this, next to the Hadron, on this Maseches Sanhedrin, Nazir, was a little inscription. Somebody wrote in there in the notes, and he wrote as follows. He dated when he wrote it. Lag Boimer Tufshin Beis, that's 1942, the summer of 1942. Oides Hashem, I would like to thank Hashem b'chol leivav, with my whole heart, al shezikani, that I have been able to and been lucky enough, l'sayim maseches nazir zoyis hapamashniyah. Listen, not everybody zoyich to learn nazir. So I was able, Baruch Hashem, to make a siyum nazir twice. Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I thank you for giving me the ability to do that. Ula, Abakesh Slicha. However, I would like to ask forgiveness. May Ribbono Elamim. Shelo lamati maseches zu beiyun. K'mo yishar maseches. I wasn't able to learn this masechta the way I would normally learn. When I was back in yeshiva, when I was in, I don't know, Slabotka, or in Radin, or in Lublin, then I was really learning beiyun. But now, I didn't really learn this masechta properly. Hareini mevakish mechila al kach. I would like to ask mechila from you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo yacholti litrakez kol tzorki. I was not able to concentrate properly. Ula'ayin b'dvar v'akdoshim, and to pay attention to the words, the holy words of the Chazal of Dvar Hashem. Hamatzav anor rabba nishori. This terrible situation that I've been in 1942 during the Holocaust in the ghetto. Lo yifsher li lasus kein. It did not allow me. I was not able to learn properly with the correct ion. I finished the masechta, but I didn't do it properly to eat, because there are people dying and right and left, and I haven't eaten anything, and who knows how long. But I finished the masechta. Wasn't properly to eat. And he signed his name Yosef Atzer. Hashem Yikim Damav. We don't know who he is. I assume he was killed. No, I don't think anybody knows who he is. But I think if we, and this is Lag Boimer, it's actually on the way. That's the time when they stopped dying. I guess he was urged to finish the masechta on the day when he hears somebody who seems to have shaykhis to Lag Boimer, to shaykhis to Kovod HaTorah. And may we be Zoyche to carry on the legacy of Yosef Atzoyer, whoever he was, and may we come to recognition of the true Chashivas of Torah, realizing what we're sitting here and doing. Let's connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's be Achuzim, the Kisei HaKavod. Thank you.